Selamat pagi anda sedang menonton Niaga Awani bersama saya Nabilah Khalida dan rakan penyampai Haritz.
Ya, sudah tentu untuk pembukaan minggu hari ini banyak laporan-laporan menarik akan kami bawakan sepanjang satu jam ini, terutamanya melibatkan isu unemployment, pekerjaan, betul. Apa ceritanya, macam-macam lagi.
Cybersecurity, ya?
Betul, cybersecurity itu penting dalam Awani pagi tadi pun ada berbincang, betul. Dan kita nak bawa dalam Niaga Awani kita. Sebelum itu kita ke laporan pertama terlebih dahulu. Ringgit dijangka diniagakan dalam jajaran kecil berbanding dolar Amerika Syarikat pada minggu ini dan didagangkan antara paras 4.4 dan 4.6. Penganalisis pasaran Active Traders Alexander Lodondo berkata, mata wang Amerika Syarikat itu telah mencecah paras terendah dalam tempoh sebulan berbanding ringgit dengan mencapai di bawah paras 4.44. Menurutnya, pasangan dolar ringgit meningkat sejak akhir bulan Jun tetapi menjelang pertengahan Julai apabila ia mencapai melebihi paras 4.45, ia berada dalam mod konsolidasi dengan 4.46 bertindak sebagai paras rintangan. Beliau berkata dolar ringgit telah didagangkan hampir tidak berubah antara tahap 4.46 dan 4.44. Data inflasi dari Amerika Syarikat telah melemahkan dolar berbanding mata wang utama lain dan juga terhadap mata wang sedang pesat membangun seperti ringgit.
Momentum belian di Bursa Malaysia dijangka berterusan ke minggu ini dengan indeks penanda aras FTSE Bursa Malaysia KLCI bergerak melepasi paras psikologi 1,500 di sepanjang minggu didorong oleh sentimen pasaran yang positif. Pengarah Eksekutif dan Pengurus Dana Inter-Pacific Asset Management Sdn Bhd Datuk Nazrihan berkata bursa tempatan kembali pulih memandangkan ia telah bergerak di bawah paras psikologi 1,500 untuk beberapa ketika. Beliau menambah sentimen dalam pasaran juga kembali memberangsangkan berikutan penurunan kadar inflasi Amerika Syarikat yang membantu mengurangkan kebimbangan mengenai pertumbuhan ekonomi global. Selain itu, keluaran dalam negara kasar KDNK yang lebih baik daripada jangkaan pada suku kedua 2022 yang menyaksikan ekonomi berkembang sebanyak 8.9% lebih tinggi daripada jangkaan konsensus antara 5.5 dan 6.5% turut menyumbang kepada sentimen positif pasaran. Nazrihan turut mengunjurkan inflasi akan mereda mulai suku akan datang.
Kontrak niaga harapan minyak sawit mentah MSM di Bursa Malaysia Derivatives diunjurkan diniagakan tinggi minggu ini kerana juru ukur kargo menjangkakan anggaran ekspor minyak sawit yang lebih tinggi. Peniaga minyak sawit David Ng menjangkakan pasaran minggu ini akan didagangkan dengan kecenderungan meningkat dengan harga komoditi itu dijangka diniagakan antara RM4,000 dan RM4,600 setan metrik disebabkan jangkaan ekspor yang lebih kukuh. Bagi dagangan minggu lepas, niaga hadapan MSM Malaysia kebanyakannya diniagakan lebih tinggi disokong oleh keuntungan dalam niaga hadapan minyak kacang soya di Lembaga Dagangan Chicago CBOT dan sentimen yang lebih kukuh dalam pasaran global. Bagaimanapun, Malaysia akan terus menghadapi persaingan sengit dalam pasaran MSM dari Indonesia kerana negara itu akan menghapuskan inventory yang melambung tinggi menjelang bulan pengeluaran puncaknya. Maybank Investment Bank Berhad Maybank IB berkata inisiatif yang diumumkan oleh Indonesia baru-baru ini bahawa ia mungkin akan meningkatkan ekspornya, justru ia juga dijangka menjejaskan Malaysia. Kerajaan Indonesia mengumumkan bahawa ia akan mempertingkatkan keperluan obligasi pasaran domestik DMO, menyemak semula harga rujukan MSM setiap 2 minggu dan bukannya setiap bulan serta menyemak semula struktur duty ekspornya.
Baik, kita akan teruskan juga mengenai minyak di Malaysia dan juga pasaran gas lah secara global. Yeah. Dan kita akan teruskan dengan Shan Said selepas ini. It's all about oil and gas globally. Oil and natural gas are up over 30% now. Shrinking flow of Russian natural gas to Europe have triggered a global race among US. Allies to secure American gas exports, testing the country's ability to meet fast growing demand. And Russia throttled deliveries of natural gas to Europe after the containment adopted a flurry of sanctions over its invasion of Ukraine. And that change has left Europe scrambling to secure alternatives, especially from the US. The continent's liquefied natural gas, or LNG, imports from the US more than doubled between March and June from the year. And a global demand for energy is forecast to reach nearly 78 billion cubic feet a day by 2030, a nearly 60% increase from 2021. Demand from the US LNG is expected to more than double by the end of this decade. And joining us this morning is Shan Said, chief economist at Juhai IQI. So Shan, increased European demand is reshaping the global LNG markets as cargoes headed to Asia and other regions are redirected to European. Do you think LNG is the future and price competition is going to get stiff? What do you think?
Yes, thank you, Nabila. I still remember 12 years ago, I attended Cambridge Energy networking event in Houston, Texas, USA. And there was Boone Pickens. Boone Pickens was one of the billionaires in the energy market. And he made one statement. He said, LNG is the future of energy. And right now, after 12 years, he was absolutely right that everybody is now competing for LNG. And there's a huge market in Europe and there's a huge market in Asia. So as you rightly pointed out, market share, many countries will be competing for the market share, and price would get very, very competitive as everybody is interested in vying for the market share. So LNG is the future, and the future looks pretty solid, perhaps because the demand is coming. Many countries are moving away from coal because of climate change. More and more countries are going for a cleaner energy. The advantage of natural gas is it's in abundance. It's cleaner and it's much cheaper, but not anymore the way the demand is going up in Europe and in Asia. I think the LNG market will remain pretty solid.
Mm-hmm. Shan, according to experts in the energy market, USA is going to increase market share as USA is the largest producer of natural gas. But Russia is the largest exporter of natural gas globally. Maybe who is going to lead the market, Russia or USA?
I think in my opinion, US is leading from the front. There is no doubt about that because US produces 935 billion cubic meters, followed by Russia that produces around 700 billion cubic meters. You have Iran 256, Saudi Arabia 117, Qatar 177, you have Canada 179. But overall, US is perhaps much advanced in terms of technology, in terms of extraction. But the challenge is most of the production that US does, 88% is consumed in the local market. But with Europe landscape changing and they are thinking of alternatives, Russia continues to produce and provide 50% of oil and gas to Europe. US could strike a deal and they will be in a position to supply more LNG and natural gas to Europe. It will take time, but obviously US is leading from the front. But if I were to compare US and Russia in terms of the market leadership, US is number one, but Russia is obviously the biggest exporter of oil and gas. So the market looks pretty challenging in the next 2 to 3 years. Let's see who takes the leadership role in the next 2 to 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Natural gas, Shan, is effectively the only driver of commodities recently about all commodities segments, except energy are below pre-Ukraine levels. So within this energy, most of the gains were in natural gas as there is no alternative to Russian gas. Mm-hmm. And this will likely to continue. So what's the outlook for natural gas and Brent oil for the half of this year?
I think we have not changed our forecast for H2. And we still maintain, although oil prices are down, but they're still up 25% year to date. We made a forecast in June, July. We still maintain that oil prices will meander around $110 and $150 per barrel. As far as natural gas is concerned, we still maintain $10 WM BTU by December 2022. So overall, it is based on the premise that there will be supply hiccups. The demand curve is higher than the supply curve. Oil market continues to stay in backwardation phase. What is backwardation phase? When your spot price is higher than the future. And obviously, you have geopolitical risk and U.S. dollar depreciating. So if U.S. dollar depreciates further, I think that will put commodity prices back on the global investors' radar. So we at Jowai IQR, we are still quite buoyant on the outlook of oil and natural gas for the next 2 to 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Sean, I know you follow the Brent copper ratio very closely, which suggests that global manufacturing activity will remain under severe pressure. However, all giants like Saudi Aramco made $49 billion in second quarter, taking its market cap to $2.4 trillion. Is this the new driver for the market in terms of spending sphere?
Yes, Haris, you absolutely asked a very important question. As you know, that all the oil and gas companies, they are making massive profit. And Saudi Aramco, that as you pointed out, their market cap has touched $2.4 trillion. And this is massive. And Saudi Arabia has created a sovereign wealth fund called PIF, Public Investment Fund. And they are investing globally. So as I said in many of your previous programs, that sovereign wealth funds, family offices, institutional investors, endowment funds, pension funds, they will be driving the financial markets. And recently in the news, it came that Saudi Aramco's PIF is planning to invest in Heathrow Airport. So imagine when sovereign wealth fund comes and make investment and this news goes out in the market. This will drive the financial markets, not only the Gulf Sovereign Wealth Fund, but globally. You have so many funds, sovereign wealth, who are taking position. Family offices, hedge funds, they are very aggressive in the market because there are a lot of opportunities in the market. So I think this trend will continue for the next 3 to 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Looking at Malaysia, Sean, where do you foresee Malaysia LNG market in the 2 years to come, and also in the ASEAN region? Will countries be fighting for market share or price share? What do you think?
Yes, I have been networking with my so many Malaysian friends, and oil and gas is one of my favorite events. Malaysia holds a very strategic position because, as you know, the three biggest LNG importers are Japan, China, and South Korea. And by 2024, 2025, China will become the largest importer of LNG. Mm-hmm. Malaysia, according to the World Energy Sources, produces 75 billion cubic meters of natural gas, which is very significant, followed by Indonesia, which is around 59, 60 billion. And then you have a competitor, Australia, at 147 BCM. So I think the market remains pretty solid in ASEAN. Malaysia is leading from the front, and it has got solid customers who are still looking at to import LNG from Malaysia. And Malaysia holds a significant geography in this part of the world, and Malaysia's LNG will remain hot. And as I said, LNG is the future of energy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Sean. That is Sean Syed, Chief Economist of Jowai IQR, comment about the global LNG market outlook. Thank you, Sean. Kita ke laporan seterusnya. Ekonomi Malaysia yang mencatatkan pertumbuhan kukuh sebanyak 8.9% pada suku kedua 2022 membuktikan dakwaan pembangkang bahawa kononnya negara akan bangkrap adalah tidak benar. Perdana Menteri Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri Yaakob berkata pertumbuhan positif tersebut antaranya disumbangkan oleh dasar moneteri dan keputusan kerajaan untuk membuka sektor ekonomi serta sempadan negara. Tindakan tersebut jelas beliau turut memberi keyakinan kepada pelabur-pelabur asing untuk meningkatkan pelaburan di negara ini.
Bukan dengan negara-negara lain di ASEAN, Singapura 4.4%, Indonesia 5.4%, Filipina 7.4%, Amerika Syarikat 1.6%, Persatuan Eropah EU 4.0%, China 0.4%, Korea Selatan 2.9%. Bermakna kita adalah yang tertinggi dengan negara-negara yang saya bandingkan. Dan dari segi pengangguran juga, seperti yang telah diumumkan earlier, lebih awal, kita telah pun dapat mengurangkan kadar pengangguran daripada 4.3% at one time kepada 3.8%, iaitu rendah daripada 4%. Jadi ini menunjukkan kejayaan kita dan penyumbang pada kejayaan itu adalah dasar monetary kita. Dan yang kedua, apabila kita membuka negara kita, sektor ekonomi dibuka, kemudian kita buka border kita, sempadan kita, dan kerajaan telah memberi jaminan.
Penubuhan pasukan khas jihad tangani inflasi diakui telah memberikan kesan positif. Menteri di Jabatan Perdana Menteri Ekonomi Datuk Seri Mustafa Mohamad berkata, pasukan yang diketuai Menteri Komunikasi dan Multimedia Tan Sri Anwar Musa itu dilihat berjaya mengawal kenaikan barang termasuk minyak masak dan ayam.
Katanya kadar inflasi dunia semakin reda dalam beberapa minggu kebelakangan ini, di mana ianya akan mempengaruhi keadaan inflasi dalam negara.
Inflasi ini satu masalah yang dihadapi oleh dunia. Alhamdulillah dalam beberapa minggu ini kita dapati keadaan inflasi dunia reda sedikit mungkin ini akan beri kesan pada inflasi di Malaysia. Jadi terkini bulan Jun 3.4, Mei 2.8 kita sudah maklum ya. Jihad jawatankuasa jihad inflasi ini telah mengadakan mesyuarat 2 kali seminggu. Ini telah memberi banyak kesan lah kepada usaha-usaha kita untuk menangani inflasi, khususnya berkaitan dengan penguatkuasaan, ya, umpamanya harga minyak masak yang agak liat untuk turun, ya. Sekarang ini RM34.70 bagi 5 kilo dalam botol, ya.
Mustafa berkata demikian selepas meninjau projek bangunan Guna Sama di Kota Baru pada Ahad.
Niaga Awani berhenti rehat seketika, kita bersambung selepas ini.